Hi, this is Kabelo. Welcome to Trade Talk Africa. So I'm joined by my co-host, Amanda. Our podcast on trade, both international and regional trade investment opportunities across the continent. For our pilot episode, we talk about who we are and why we are doing this.
Thanks, Kabelo, and hi, everyone. My name is Amanda Kabagambe, economist based in Uganda, and we're excited for this episode to be joined by Tony Otoa, a well-known Ugandan executive. He leads the Stanbic Business Incubator. He's also an advisor to various SMEs in different capacities, an advisor in the oil and gas sector, and also a board member, I believe, on the Uganda Chamber of Mines and Petroleum. Tony, we're so excited to hand over to you the microphone for this episode. And we thought that you would be the best person, given your passion for SMEs and African trade development, to help us explain who we are and why we're doing this.
Fantastic, Amanda. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tony Otoa, the Chief Executive of the Stanbic Business Incubator Limited. Amanda and Kabelo, I must say this is a great opportunity for us to speak about trade in Africa, but it's also a great initiative that you are starting up. So let me ask you the first question. Why are we doing this, or why are you doing this?
Why are we doing this? Over to you, Kabelo.
Well, for me, as I think it's realizing that as Africa, we have a huge potential of harnessing our entrepreneurs, industrialists, and also informal traders who are not only youth, but also who are women. And therefore, Amanda and I, through Trade Talk Africa, we intend on seeking to assist persons, whether juristic or natural, in understanding the opportunities that exist beyond their borders.
My why for doing this is very simple. We need to demystify Africa for Africans. There's so much going on across the continent that presents opportunities for us as this generation. But a lot of the businesses that we interact with think of global markets only. Yeah. Think of exporting to Europe. They think of exporting to the Americas. No one is looking to tap into the potential in West Africa or in North Africa or in Southern Africa. And a lot of Africans do not understand Africa. They think it's too complicated to do business in a country like Uganda or in a country like DRC. But I don't think that we can continue to run away from our continent, thinking that opportunities are elsewhere. Opportunities are within us now. And so we seek to spur a conversation, a debate around the trends in Africa. You know, what do they mean for women? What do they mean for the youth? What do they mean for SMEs, you know? And you know, we're very keen, of course, to give, you know, bits and bobs about the topics that our listeners can expect on this podcast. But really, it's going to be an informational podcast about Africa, about what's happening in Africa and what it means for a common man.
We also further want to build awareness on the existing opportunities, but more so on how practically individuals can actually access those opportunities across the region of Africa. So we want to also look at the regulations, the laws, the norms, and the challenges that can affect any business or individuals who are either interested in trade or who are in trade to actually access them and to also jump through them. So we want to be as practical and as easy as possible for anyone who wants to actually listen.
This is quite interesting. And you know, one very important thing that is that evades a lot of us Africans is the lack of information. The lack of information on how to do trade easily within our own continent or within ourselves. I know of a company in Kenya that was actually set up to do food export to Europe. What they found out was that they actually made more sense selling more in Africa and making more money in Africa. And if only they had this information prior to that, they would not go into that situation. But ladies, let me just not go into that so much and just ask you one other question. You know, there's so many topics that are going around Africa over the last few years.
Yeah.
Many of them, you know, the Africa Continental Free Trade Area and so many others are not really understood. So can you give me some examples of current topics that exist within Africa and how they can be harnessed and how they will also have an impact on Africa or Africans.
So in terms of topics, really, like you've said, many of these things need to be understood. We see them in the news, but you know, a news article is not always written down and broken down in a manner that is understood. So for example, you know, like you rightly said, the free trade area, what does it mean, right? And how does it affect businesses? What are the opportunities? We still have countries with border closure. We don't have a single currency, you know? Women still struggle to get access to working capital. So if I'm failing to trade in Uganda, will I be able to export to Nigeria? So we want to break down those kinds of topics into a more palatable manner. So the free trade area being a trending topic, you know, we're very excited to finally have a woman and an African leading the World Trade Organization. Yeah. What does that mean for women? You know, what has the struggle been, you know, for us to get there? And, you know, for women in our generation, it's almost annoying to hear the words first African and first woman to lead, because we don't think of ourselves as a minority, but that's the reality of the world in which we are. You know, Kabelo is very keen to explore things like oil and gas in East Africa. We hear hundreds of billions of dollars that are going to go into a pipeline and a refinery and an airport in my mother's hometown. What does that mean, you know, for trade? And, you know, that we'll hear things around strikes in Nigeria, you know, coming to the West. What does the demographic present, you know? What are the opportunities that can be harnessed? When we go down south, there are businesses in distress. Yeah. You know, how is South African Airways going to cope? Are they finally going to be acquired by Ethiopian Airways? You know, we are rooting for the East. So there's really so much to talk about. And it's also for us really to get us to focus on key issues going on. I personally feel that there's so much noise on social media that diverts our attention from key issues. And so we spend time forwarding memes and videos, but really there's real things to debate here.
I think Amanda is quite right in saying that we want to look at the opportunities that exist in Africa, but more so on the challenges that actually are impacting a regular trader in the border of in the Bay Bridge border between South Africa and Zimbabwe. We want to be as practical as possible in looking at the township market in South Africa and how are they developing that market. We want to also still look at how we can actually make it easier for women in Africa to actually be able to trade, and how are the borders useful in trying to ensure that women are actually accommodated in trade. And we also want to look at the policies on the continent, and we want to bridge a gap between the policy makers and also the implementers, which are the individuals on the ground, people who are trading every day. So we want to be as practical. We want to be appealing not only to the big businesses, but also to the average individual who's an entrepreneur who is just starting out and who wants to actually see if is there possible for me to go beyond my borders. Can I sell outside Malawi? Can I sell outside Zimbabwe? And how do I do that with the existing challenges of infrastructure? So it's really about exposing Africa to Africans, but more so being practical in being practical in saying that it's possible for you as a regular professional to also go to another country and trade there. But apart from that, we also want to obviously go into looking at your China and Africa relationship. You know, that is something that is quite interesting, and how it affects your industrialists in Africa who want to sell steel, for example, who want to sell or supply steel in their own continent. How are the prices impacting them, and what are the challenges? How can they actually collaborate with China or the Chinese, or how can they actually compete with them? So it's one of those topics that we want to explore. But I think the listeners will definitely come out of this being able to say that I could actually trade in Africa. And it's possible, it may be difficult, but then it should be possible for me to trade on the continent.
All right, ladies, I am an African entrepreneur. I am not very well conversant with what's going on the continent. why should I listen to you? I mean, what value do you bring to me? I mean, how do I get anything out of this podcast? Tell me more.
I think that's a very great question, and it's a practical question. And I think what we do here is we just cut down your learning curve. You rightly said, Tony, that there was a company that set up to export to Europe, but had they done a market study, you know, for demand and opportunities in Africa, maybe they would be smiling all the way to the bank. I think, you know, you talked about it being food export. COVID showed us that we needed tighter supply chains and food security. So what we're doing here is cutting down the learning curve for anyone looking to explore any topic. We are not experts ourselves. We don't know it all. So we have a whole list of experts that we are going to have conversations with on topics that they're very well seasoned on. And, you know, we look forward to hearing perspectives from different experts that answer practical questions. You know, we're not here to talk about economic theory or, you know, legal and regulatory frameworks. I want to know, what does it mean for me as an individual if I pursue this particular opportunity? So to answer your question, Tony, it's really a podcast that's informational, that builds awareness. And I think the real value is to just break down topics in an understandable manner.
So you are definitely going to come out hearing from your trade unionist, but as well, you're going to hear from your business, you know, the head of big companies. So it's going to be quite interesting because we are going to bring people from different worlds, but who are going to assist you understanding the daily challenges that you are going through. So for example, when I say we're going to bring communities as well, for example, I'm looking at the delays that happen in construction projects. We need to understand how to tackle those daily challenges, the communities that these projects are actually taking place, and how are they accommodating those, the society. So the NGO will come on board as well. So we are going to be as informative as possible, but also as practical as possible, so that the day-to-day individual who is trading will be able to understand what is going on in their own world.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, ladies. And I guess we all look forward to this podcast. There must be something that any African should be looking out for, because the more informative they are, I mean, just the way you've explained them, the better. And I look forward to this information sharing personally on a personal level, because a lot of our SMEs in Uganda are now thinking of going across the borders to work with companies across the borders in the different partnerships. You all know the oil and gas sector is coming up. You have the pipeline which goes through Uganda, Tanzania. You have a lot of opportunities that involve transportation of goods and services through the different countries. I think this is a great opportunity, and I look forward to the podcast. So thank you very much, ladies, and good morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So thanks everyone who has listened to this episode. You can find us on wherever you get your podcasts from. It's Trade Talk Africa, and that's Africa with a K in it, because we are as African as it comes.
As Pan-African as they come.
As Pan-African as it comes. You follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and on Facebook. Thank you so much.